You know, this prayer is heard. 2,000 years later, there's still a church. With all the sin, all the mistake, all the persecutions, this prayer of Jesus, you see, rises from his heart eternally. And it is, he could ask for many things, but he asked for one, unity. At a moment like this, the eyes of the world, and certainly the Christian world, are on Rome, whether they like it or not. You know, I mean, because that's, if Rome goes under, the whole thing goes. Everybody knows that much anyway. Now they wish we'd change. Well, we can't change doctrinally. We certainly can change morally. And this is a time of like retreat. All these men who in God's providence are the cardinales, they're there now to try to hear the Lord and elect the one our Lord wants. I would say that there's a greater seriousness in this consistory than any of the others of which I have been aware in my own life. And there's more prayer. And, they send out a call for prayer. And I think they all realize, oh, there's some politicians in there who don't, I'm sure. But most of them realize that this is a moment of crisis in the history of the world. And this man is the most influential man in the world, even when people don't think so. We've been blessed with some remarkable people, starting with Leo the 13th, Pius the 9th, Pius the 10th, Pius the 12th, Pius the 11th in a way, Pius the 12th. And then, completely different accent, John the 23rd. He used to say, he was chubby, you know. He was the first pope I saw alive. I was there at the election. So when he stepped out, Habemus Papam, you see. Giovanni Battista Cardinale Roncalli. Everybody says Roncalli. Who's he? Well, a few minutes later, then they took a while to get him out there because the ones that were big enough this way were too long this way. And so they had to, somebody was sewing or pinning or doing something in there madly to get him ready to come out. I think he got a kick out of it himself. Well, he came out and stood there, and the whole piazza, the whole Via della Conciliazione was full. I forgot how you estimate that. 250,000, something like that, people were there. He came out, and I was right at the bottom, you know how the steps of St. Peter go, and then the piazza. I was in the piazza with my foot on the bottom step of the, I was really close, I could see him. And I was with Petrus Donker, one of my professors. And he stood out there, and he just went like this, hello. And the whole place cracked up. The whole place, people were weeping and laughing and crying. And it was just the presence of the Lord in him. And then he gave a little talk, gave us all a blessing, and went in. And right away, things were different. You know, they would always carry the Pope on that Seta Gestatoria, you know. He said, look, that makes me seasick. I'm just going to walk in, okay. Every Pope since has walked in, too. You know, we don't need that, you know. And he wanted vernacular liturgy. I told you that other story already. Within the week of his election, he went to visit the prison. Because he's, you know, that's The Lord said, I was in prison. And you, the Lord said, I was in prison. The prisoners are Christ. And you came to visit me. And so he came there, and he sat down, and he said, I told you this before, didn't I? My uncle was in jail once. All the prisoners were looking. The Pope talking about his jailbird uncle, you know. And that set a tone that has been there. The humanity that's worked on by the Holy Spirit should be human. And it is, you see. And now we're praying. There are some strong oracles from Our Lady and from Our Lord. Some people who receive these oracles, you know, these locutions, that this is going to be a great person, but a surprise. So what that means, we'll have to just wait till they finish electing to know. In the meanwhile, we have to pray. It's at times like this especially where Satan is doing everything he can to disrupt the church. Get a power move going among the cardinals. This is unique in this, that these cardinals asked for our prayers. You know, they wanted to pray with us. There's a new movement there, you see. And we'll see what happens. But we have to stop and think. You know, once somebody said something to Stalin, and Stalin said, the Pope, how many divisions has he got? Like power, force, arms, explosives. That's the only power there is. No. And just watch the way the world has watched this man, the Pope, over the last maybe 30 years or more, 40. The human spirit knows. And these popes have been people who could present the mystery of the papacy. You know, all of them in the recent years, starting with John the 23rd. So now we're praying for a man who will be really led by the Lord and by Our Lady, who's got a great interest in this. And who can, you know, protect the world. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. Especially here. Because in this country, we are setting out on a course that denies the existence of God. And there are people, there's Muslims, you know, some in the White House, but mostly it's going to be difficult. But the Lord is going to sustain us. And we are going to sustain others. For all eternity, we're going to tell everybody up there, I was there at that moment of crisis in the world and in the church. I was alive at that time. I was living through it. And so this election of a pope, you know, the media are going to say, you know, they need another guy at the head and we're going to watch the power moves and see, you know. But that's Peter. Peter is the head of the church. And the church is the means of salvation for the whole world. And so we should continue to pray a lot, especially that this consistory be protected. It may not last very long. We'll see. But it's time to reflect on who are we? You know, what does it mean? The Catholic Church. That means the universal church. There's only one church. It's divided now. There's something like 7,000 or 8,000 sects. That's a lot, you know. How are we ever going to get back together? I'll tell you one more story, then I'll quit. The Methodist, head of the Methodist, I think I told you this before, the head of the Methodist Church here in the United States was visiting with John the 23rd. And the Pope said, how long, you know, have we been divided now? And he said, about 400 years. He said, well, between us, it's over, okay? See, that's a strong spirit. You know, I remember that when I met him, the one thing I was aware of, I was, oh boy, I forgot what I was in my 30s, I guess. Anyway, I knelt down before him and I was talking to him, you know, and these two guys were ready to pick you up and get you out of there for the next one. But I was so aware that he loved me. And I said, this is amazing. I never, you know, was this close to the guy before in my life. But the way it went through my mind was, I would really work for this guy the rest of my life. I mean, like, the love of Christ was really in him. And so that's what we're praying for. So, let us stand.